Happy 4th of July. The thing is that our children are not being taught or educated in the very least on what the Declaration of Independence is about. Yesterday, I had the pleasure of watching all these blacks, African Americans, whatever you want to call them, I don't care. I honestly, folks, I don't, it has nothing to do with race. It has to do with behavior, and it's Klan behavior, okay? This is becoming absolutely ridiculous Klan behavior. These people are saying that they're F, okay? The thing is, now I know the media gravitates towards negativity, but they're saying F Independence Day. Juneteenth is their day of freedom, is what they're saying. And this is all going somewhere, trust me. We've got this Black Lives Matter runaway mindset that is absolutely barbaric. And you know where you get the term barbaric? From the barbarians, who were the slaves and abusers of the Romans, if you will, and they eventually got released, emancipated. They stuck around, and over time, they tore the country down. But when we go through this stuff, I think you'll see what I mean. So I guess I'll bounce around through that a little bit. We've got the doctor, a doctor I was watching, so we're going to, all these things, folks, are relevant to our freedom and lack thereof and threats to it. We've got, like I said, there's a doctor of New York City or New York County health officials sending out subpoenas, okay, and attempting to fine people $2,000 a day for refusing to participate in contact tracing. So they were at a party where a person later was determined to be positive for COVID. So they want to go back and they want to track every single person down and know what they're doing and where they've been and who they've seen, and then go ransack all of their friends. How excited would you be? And despite this horrendously horrible pandemic, which I've spewed out all the statistics and all the facts, folks, it ain't real. Is there a flu? Yep. Is there a flu every year? Yep. If you heard Rand Paul's speech that I went over on Wednesday, he agrees. There's a flu. The infected fatality rate is lower than the common flu. And that is with a whole plethora of false reporting. We're being had. If you're not in touch with what's going on, our country's being torn apart at the seams. We're being overtaken at every turn. And it's being headed up a lot by Black Lives Matter. So they say they're sending out they did send out subpoenas. And, I mean, the arrogance is mind-boggling to me. Subpoenas and fines, $2,000 a day. And can they enforce it? It's crazy. Maybe they can. They use this pandemic thing, this emergency, public emergency. Welcome to the future, folks. This is your game. The Cloward and Piven strategy, which Obama was a great adherent to, says specifically that you can overtake a country by overtaking its healthcare system. And it made sense to me then, but man, do it make sense now. It is absolutely insane. Here's the Cloward and Piven strategy. Orchestrating a crisis so government can solve it, and then I don't know. I'm not going to spend a whole bunch of time on it. But they have all, they want to get all the poor onto welfare rolls. And they think, well, I'll, you know, I don't know. Time's always an issue, but here, I'll just buzz through it for you. So, it's the political tactics of those that are seeking to diminish liberty. Liberty is the key word for today. Tomorrow is the 4th of July. Please realize what that is. Understand that these people, Black Lives Matter, see, if you call it Black Lives Matter, and then I disagree with it, I'm a racist. Everyone's a racist. Everyone's a racist. It has, I could care less about the color. Our Constitution and Declaration of Independence declares, commands, legislates equal rights to every man, woman, and child in America. Equal treatment under the law. Equal opportunity is the key. But not equal outcome. Education in Latin means to bring forth from within. If you're bringing something forth from within, who put it there? The concept of evolution to me is sheer foolishness, but it's a spiritual blindness. I understand. People get problems with God, parents, or whatever it is, and they're lashing out, and they want to just fill their mind with information. When is the last time you've met an atheist that's not an unhappy person? They're stressed, they're frantic. I mean, I'm not saying they're not good parents and all that, but they just have a level of discomfort and agitation. Christ gives us peace. The absence of Christ gives us a vacuum that can only be filled by God. The rejection of Christ is it's blasphemy in the Bible. It's the unforgivable sin. That's the big one. That's when you walk the plank. God placed a special group of set of talents within each and every one of us. So we can't have equal outcome. That's the problem with this Bernie Sanders rubbish, where everybody gets all this free, you know. I mean, during this COVID hearing with Dr. Fauci, and Dr. Fauci should also be, you know, zip-tied and put away for a while. The guy is a train wreck. He has no knowledge of leadership, public affairs. He has no knowledge of constitutional anything, or he doesn't. I mean, I was going to say, or he doesn't express it, but his actions speak louder than any words could. He doesn't care. If he had his way, we would have America full throttle shut down. We would be which is shutting the whole world down. I don't think you understand what America is. America to the world is Amazon and Walmart and all these companies. Now, I want you to think about this. What an interesting era now. We are in an era when Amazon and Walmart and all these companies, they're not hurt by it. In fact, they're helped by it because they don't have to shut down. So as all these little mom and pop shops are being burnt up and police precincts are being burnt down and people are being abused and attacked, which has also happened to some family friends of ours out in the outside the chop zone. As all this stuff is occurring, as we're getting beat up and pushed around and knocked down, these people are trying to what? They're trying to eradicate the police. They've got this set of terms. I don't know if you've seen the list of Black Lives Matter demands. They're absolutely absurd. They're completely absurd. They're unreachable, unobtainable, unfathomable. It was, I was reading some, you know, stuff here. According to the latest immunological and serological studies, the overall lethality. Now, this is facts about COVID-19 from a study relevant to all these countries. Czechoslovakia, Denmark, England, I don't know all the letters, you know, Spain, France. There's like Fiji, Great Britain, you know, on and on it goes. There's all these, you know, Japan, Korea, etc. Sweden, Switzerland, Portugal. There's a whole list of them. This is where these statistics are coming from. No one cares because I've seen people have who say they believe in this stuff. And the minute they think they've got a positive or they got exposed, they freak out. People, I'll tell you, I have not put on a mask since this started. And I was in a store the other night, and the gal working there was jumping back. And, you know, she should be on, you know, some acting show because I said, just keep drinking that Kool-Aid. You know, I said, so let me get this right. You were safe the day before everyone wore masks, but now that everyone's wearing masks, you're not safe. We're guppies, folks. Guppies chase whatever bait gets thrown our way. This is sad. This is American sheep. I don't know about the rest of the world. A lot of them are probably buying into it too. Fear is a powerful motivator. A friend of mine, a relative of mine, was saying that all of her friends of faith weren't wearing masks. They're completely comfortable. Is God that out of control? Oh, of course I sound crazy. But when it's your time to go, it's your time to go. You know, and I mean, this is not a fatal disease. So anyway, according to the latest immunological and serological studies, the overall lethality of COVID-19, the IFR, infected fatality rate, is about 0.1%. That's 1/10. Of 1%, and thus below the range of a seasonal flu, far below the range of a strong seasonal flu. And then it says, in countries like the U.S., the U.K., and Sweden, among others, without a lockdown, overall mortality since the beginning of the year is in the range of a strong influenza season. And you got to remember, folks, we don't have accurate reporting. We've got money motivated reporting, where money's going all the way from rest homes to hospitals to doctors to pharmaceutical companies, you know, and on down the, to cities, to states, to everything. They love it. Inslee today says, comes out that he's going to demand that businesses do not do business with patrons not wearing a mask. Is that constitutional? Are you supposed to make businesses, I'll call them law enforcement agents? The problem is this isn't a law. It's a mandate. It's an order from a goofy, crazy governor. What if a governor loses his mind? Are we supposed to follow him? Oh, no, you can impeach him. You can have an election to recall him, a recall election. Oh, really? And how long does that take? All the petitioning and everything. In the meantime, they're destroying people's rights. But trust me, businesses cannot be law enforcement agents. You can't. If he pushes this through, folks, you're going to hear about fistfights and violence. You're going to hear possibly deaths. Because people are losing their minds. They're brainwashed. They're terrified. There's people that are so afraid of things, they just get frantically freaked out. I've seen it in my business. You know, we obviously deal with people of all spectrums. And I've seen people, when you talk about, you know, the things that are going on in the world, they just can't handle it and they lose it. They literally lose it. So he says, even in global hotspots, anyway, it says strong influenza season in countries like Germany, Austria, and Switzerland, overall mortality is below the range of a mild influenza season. Even in global hotspots, the risk of death for the general population of school and working age is typically in the range of a daily car ride to work. The risk was initially overestimated, shocker, because many people with only mild or no symptoms were not taken into account. So the asymptomatic cases and all the asymptomatic high prevalence that we found through all these studies wasn't accounted for. And, you know, Lord forbid, the hospitals would even consider that. They didn't want it. They didn't want the data. The liberal media doesn't want the data. And the media is behind all this, folks. They're driving this thing. They're driving this nation over the cliff. You know, people say we need to rewrite the Constitution. I don't know. Maybe we do. As far as the First Amendment and the rights of the press, or we need to get some kind of checks and balances. I understand no press is going to ever be unbiased, but to be so overtly, ridiculously Marxist, communist, deceptive, you know, New York Times and CNN are the National Enquirer. It goes on, it says, up to 80% of all test positive persons remain symptom free. Even among 70 to 79 year olds, about 60% remain symptom free. Over 95% of all persons develop at most moderate symptoms. That's over 95% develop at most moderate symptoms. Up to 60% of all persons may already have a certain cellular background immunity to COVID-19. Wonder why. Due to contact with previous coronaviruses, i.e. common cold viruses. This is what I've been saying. There's so many strains of this, they're uncountable. The initial assumption that there was no immunity against COVID-19 is been proven 100% incorrect. It's all a false fear. The median age of the deceased in most countries is over 80 years. It says, example, 86 years in Sweden, 84 years in America, etc. And only 80 about, and now, by the way, that's people with it, not from it, you know? I mean, people die as they get old, they get the cold, they get pneumonia, and away you go. I mean, that just, we're all going at one point for some reason. Only about 4% of the deceased had no serious preconditions. Only 4% had no preconditions. So let's go back and do those numbers. So you got the median age of the deceased. Well, you'd have to back up a little bit. 95% of people have no symptoms or moderate at best. 60% of certain, you know, have immunity and whatever. And then you basically get to the point where the average age is 86 years and only about 4% of the deceased had no serious preconditions. That's a small percent. It's 4% of 5%. The age and risk profile of deaths thus essentially corresponds to normal mortality. So this isn't even increasing the mortality rate. They're basically saying this is just life. It's just another virus. It's going around and we're blaming it for everything. In many countries, up to 2/3 of all extra deaths occurred in nursing homes, which do not benefit from a general lockdown. Moreover, in many cases, it is not clear whether these people really died from COVID-19 or from weeks of extreme stress and isolation. Number 8, up to 30% of all additional deaths may have been caused not by COVID-19, but by the effects of the lockdown panic and fear. That's 30% of the deaths over in the 80s. Think about that. For example, the treatment of heart attacks and strokes decreased by over 60% because many patients no longer dared go to the hospital. Even, this is number nine, and I don't need to read the numbers, but even in so-called COVID-19 deaths, so-called keyword, it's often not clear whether they died from or with coronavirus or from other underlying diseases or what percentage, which is presumably extremely high, that have been counted as presumed cases. In other words, no testing, just call it coronavirus. And I know of countless analogies and testimonies, personal people who've lost people where they put that on the death certificate. However, official figures usually do not reflect this distinction, obviously. Many media reports of young and healthy people dying from COVID-19 turned out to be false. So these reports of young and healthy people dying are lies. Many of these young people either did not die from COVID-19, didn't die at all, or had already been seriously ill from either diagnosed or undiagnosed leukemia and other severe diseases, or were in fact 109 instead of 9 years old, as was the case in, as was the situation in one case. The claimed increase in Kawasaki disease in children has also turned out to be false. Strong increases in regional mortality can occur if there is a collapse in the care of the elderly and sick. You hear that? Stop taking care of your elderly, you start seeing them die. As a result of, it says, a collapse in the care of the elderly and sick as a result of infection or panic, or if there are additional risk factors such as severe air pollution. Questionable regulations for dealing with the deceased sometimes led to additional bottlenecks in funeral or cremation services. In countries such as Italy and Spain, and to some extent the UK and US, hospital overloads due to strong flu waves are not unusual. Moreover, this year, up to 15% of healthcare workers were also put into quarantine, even if they developed no symptoms. The often shown exponential curves of corona cases are misleading, as the number of tests also increased exponentially. In most cases, or most countries, the ratio of positive tests to tests overall, i.e. the positive rate, remained constant at 5 to 25%, or increased only slightly. In other words, as the cases increase, it's proportionally relevant to the number of tests being given. So the percentage has remained low. It says 5 to 25%. Well, there is up to 25% because people have different coronavirus antiserum already built into their system. It says it increased slightly. In many countries, the peak of the spread was already reached well before the lockdown. Countries without curfews and contact bans, such as Japan, South Korea, Belarus, or Sweden, have not experienced a more negative course of events than any other countries. Sweden was even praised by the WHO and now benefits from higher immunity compared to lockdown countries. The fear of a shortage of ventilators was unjustified. You know how they said you put them on a ventilator, it's the kiss of death? Well, that big, you know, fear, it's a pneumonia, and put everybody on a ventilator, they killed people. According to the lung specialist, the invasive ventilation or intubation, where they ram a tube down your throat into your lungs of COVID, it says of, quote, supposed COVID-19 patients, which is partly done out of fear of spreading the virus, is in fact often counterproductive and extremely damaging to the lungs. Contrary to original assumptions, various studies have shown that there is no evidence of the virus spreading through aerosols, i.e. tiny particles floating in the air, or through smear infections on door handles or smartphones. The main modes of transmission are direct contact and droplets produced when coughing or sneezing. There is no scientific evidence for the effectiveness of face masks in healthy or asymptomatic individuals. On the contrary, experts warn that such masks interfere with normal breathing and may become germ carriers themselves. Leading doctors called the media hype ridiculous. No, it says, I'm sorry, leading doctors called them, in other words, the face masks, a media hype and ridiculous. Many clinics in Europe and the U.S. remain strongly underutilized and almost empty during the COVID-19 peak, and in some cases had to send staff home. Millions of surgeries and therapies were canceled, including many cancer screenings and organ transplants. Several media were caught trying to dramatize the situation in hospitals, sometimes even manipulating images and videos, asking people to bundle up into large groups, into corners, so they could be filmed and show, you know, a panic. The unprofessional reporting of many media has maximized the fear and panic in the population, folks. The virus test kits used internationally are prone to errors and can produce false positives and false negatives results. Moreover, the official virus test is not clinically validated due to time pressure and may sometimes react positive to all or other coronaviruses. Numerous internationally renowned experts in the fields of virology, immunology, and epidemiology consider the measures taken to be counterproductive and recommend rapid natural immunization of the general population and protection of risk groups. At no time was there a medical reason for the closure of schools, as the risk of disease and transmission in children is extremely low. There is no medical reason for small classes, masks, or social distancing rules in schools. The claim that only severe COVID-19 but not influenza may cause venous thrombosis and pulmonary lung embolisms is not true, as it has been known for 50 years that severe influenza greatly increases the risk of thrombosis and embolism too. Several medical experts described express coronavirus vaccines are unnecessary or even dangerous. Instead, the vaccine against the so-called swine flu of 2009, for example, led to sometimes severe neurological damage and lawsuits in the millions of lawsuits. In the testing of new coronavirus vaccines, two serious complications and failures have occurred. And this article goes on and on and on. I'll read the highlights. A global influenza or corona pandemic can indeed extend over several seasons, but many studies of a second wave are based on very unrealistic assumptions, such as a constant risk of illness and death across all age groups. Several nurses in, for example, New York City, described an oftentimes fatal medical mismanagement of COVID patients due to questionable financial incentives or inappropriate medical protocols. You follow that? Several nurses, especially in New York, described an oftentimes fatal medical mismanagement of COVID patients. Why? Due to questionable financial incentives and inappropriate medical protocols. That means money, money motivated, folks. The number of people suffering from unemployment, depression, and domestic violence as a result of the measures has reached historic record values. Several experts predict that the measure will claim far more lives than the virus itself. According to the UN, 1.6 billion people around the world are at immediate risk of losing their livelihoods. You know how many businesses have been shut down? NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden warned that the coronavirus, get this, NSA whistleblower, remember Edward Snowden back in the day? He was the big whistleblower about the, you know, big brothers watching you and abusing all your rights. He warned that the coronavirus or corona crisis will eventually be used for the permanent expansion of global surveillance. Renowned virologist Pablo Goldschmidt spoke of a global media terror and totalitarian measures. Leading British virologist Professor John Oxford spoke of a media pandemic or media epidemic. Two more things. More than 600 scientists have warned of an unprecedented surveillance of society through problematic apps for contact tracing. In some countries, such contact tracing is already carried out directly by their secret service. In several parts of the world, the population's already being monitored by drones and facing serious police overreach. A 2019 World Health Organization study on public health measures against pandemic influenza found that from a medical perspective, contact tracing is, quote, not recommended in any circumstances. Nevertheless, contact tracing apps have already become partially mandatory in several countries. And believe me, folks, there's a lot more where that came from. That is what I'm talking about. There is a problem out there like we have not seen. This is the one. This is the big one. Then we go back to where I was going. We got the this doctor of New York City pushing subpoenas and $2,000 a day fines for their contact tracing, for not giving up all your information and running in and quarantining yourself and telling them everyone you've ever been in contact with. Folks, what is coming next? Everyone knows Bill Gates is behind a lot of this, and Obama. Yes, Obama. This guy's turned our country upside down. We elected Dr. Evil at best. The desire to create mandatory immunizations by Gates is absurd. They want to include a little nanoparticle, a microchip, when you get this new government injection or virus or I'm sorry, vaccine. Did you ever wonder how they'd get away with this, the Mark of the Beast thing? And you can't buy or sell without it? Can you say Amazon? I mean, this is the world we live in. In Greek, it says, you won't be able to buy or sell. In Greek, it means participate in the marketplace. So this gal's trying to pump out fines and all that. What is wrong with the left? Why do they not fear this stuff? Ignorance? I know people that are apoplectic, as could be, lethargic, apathetic. They don't care. They just, I'm a good citizen. Like, I pay my taxes, I put a mask on, I give up all my information, because after all, it's serious threat to our health. Folks, they've made us think that death is the greatest travesty of all. Well, the loss of life is, because you don't, hypothetically get to finish your life out, hypothetically. But if it's your time to go, it's your time to go anyway, I suppose. But the thing is with the fear of death, they get people to give up anything. Ben Franklin, again, quoted him many times. He who's willing to sacrifice liberty for security deserves neither liberty nor security. Can these people not comprehend the overall ramifications of all these practices? Look back. H1N1, SARS, MERS, Ebola. Remember these diseases? Oh, man. They tried that then. They were practicing. But now, this is Trump's disease. You can't call it the China virus or the Wuhan virus. This disease, if you will, pandemic, is for Biden and against Trump. What would be a good reason for this? Why would the Biden camp like this? How about preventing any debates? How about keeping this obnoxious focus of chaos off of Biden's most extreme incompetence? Can you imagine if there's one person out there that you do not know how moronic Joe Biden is? You better research. You know, I've always said there's something in a name. And it's really interesting. I found this the other day. And then it's been pulled and changed, but I saved it. According to the Urban Dictionary. Now, first of all, y'all know, y'all, because I've told you. Trump's name means final overriding factor or resource, last best chance. This is according to the Urban Dictionary, Biden. Of course, they have B-I-D-E-N or B-I-D-A-N. You're not going to believe this, but it's true. To annoy somebody, to act as something you are not, to act outside of the context of a given situation, therefore annoying everybody around you, to make dumb comments and to make obnoxious noises, folks. This is the Urban Dictionary definition of Biden. Some examples in a sentence. Why are you being Biden? The next sentence. This guy is Bidening me out. Look at this person driving. They are straight Biden. Another one. I need to talk to you about something important, so I will email you because I'm Biden. All right? I'm annoyed. The name Biden means annoy. To act as something you are not. To act outside of the context of a given situation. Is that just a coincidence, folks? I have said there's something in a name. Now, it doesn't fit all the time. You get Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Those names are universal. But there's probably, you know, might be something there too. I don't know. But a lot of names that are more specific, boom. There is not an accident there. So, let's go on as we head into Independence Day. The Black National Anthem will now be played before the traditional national anthem, which I heard a guy on the news say, the traditional national anthem is the white privilege, white supremacist national anthem. So they pulled a song called Lift Every Voice and Sing as their Black National Anthem, written by James Weldon Johnson in 1919, and it was written in the 1860s, I believe, and it was adopted by the NAACP in 1919. It's a beautiful song. It's a gospel song. But really, we need two national anthems before NFL games? I'll tell you. Roger Goodell, the NFL football commissioner, will go down in history, I hope, as the worst commissioner in any sports history. Folks, stop watching this stuff. We can live without them, but they cannot live without us. These players that are kneeling and griping and complaining, they are 1/100% the richest people in society. They're blessed with talent, physical talent beyond imagination. They're ungrateful, whiny complainers. I'm not saying all of them, just those that choose to be. The innate pseudo-racism that is permeating our country is becoming disgusting. And Obama incited all of this. He took us from a nation of peace. Obama took us from a nation of peace that was left by Bush to a nation of absolute hateful, vitriolic division. Our academia, our media, our athletes and our celebrities are tearing this nation apart. Celebrities, what do they want? People to watch their movies. They're going to say whatever they have to say. They live in bubbles. They live in the bubbles of New York and Hollywood and Silicon Valley and who knows where else. They don't have a clue what's going on, but they want to just, they don't care. They're money motivated. They're going to say whatever they can to be, you know, the babes of the mainstream media. It's not the cops that are causing this problem. The cops are victims of this racism. It's been said that you can't be racist the other way. A black can't be racist against a white. Sure they can. I say, you know, if we're saying defund the police, why not defund the NFL? I mean, two national anthems, why not five? This is only severely divisive, reminding everybody who your enemy is, which they are not. We're all fellow Americans. The radical left-wing socialists that are instigating this COVID scam and Black Lives Matter and Antifa and defund the police are literally destroying this nation. Idiots like Mayor de Blasio, and I'm sorry, but Governor Inslee, Mayor de Blasio in New York, and AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, they don't know how to leave. Mayor de Blasio says he's going to reduce the budget by $1 billion to the police in New York, of all places. Tough place. So then the dinglebat goes and does it, and AOC comes out and goes, that's not good enough. Well, of course it's not good enough. It's never good enough. It's the Saul Alinsky method of a sliding scale until you just chew your opponent up and spit him out. Our nation's bending backwards and doing cartwheels. I was in Walmart a while ago during this thing, and they come in over the loudspeaker and say how they support Black Lives Matter. And they go off about all this. What about American Lives Matter? I don't disagree. There's injustices out there. I know that a lot of the blacks have watched this movie called The 13th. It's about the 13th Amendment and the abolition of slavery. And this is what they're hanging their hat on. They're hanging their hat on the fact that they're being unjustly incarcerated and still forced into slave work and all this stuff. And you know what? It's true. That is not a fundamental flaw in our country. It's a fundamental flaw in our justice system. By alienating people of other colors, they're not going to get anywhere. Maybe they are. Everyone's kowtowing to them. It's foolishness, folks. It's foolishness. We need to unite. I think our justice system is severely broken. I'm with them on that. I am fed up. I know that we're all, you know, the law and order. Yeah, we got to have law and order. But, I mean, there's things that have just gotten to such extremes. These extreme sentencing people that get 30 years for minor crimes and, you know, I won't even get into all the details because you can nitpick every crime apart. I get it. But you know what, folks, is that, you know, prison is a deterrent. It should be somewhat punitive, but mostly it's to protect society from somebody while they rehabilitate, not just to lock people up because they're nonconforming. Our society's messed up. The inner cities are messed up. The school systems are bad. Our welfare system, Lyndon B. Johnson, fired this mess up. The bigger the loser you are, the more money the government gives you, just enough to get by and live in horrible housing and raise your kids in a terrible environment. It's a problem, for sure. But this is not the solution. When you get AOCs and de Blasios and, you know, Cuomo, even the garbage he's spewing, these are the foxes in charge of the hen house. They thrive on chaos and division. Again, the $1 billion budget reduction in New York, and AOC says it's not enough or it's just fancy math. Sadly, if you cut your budget by $1 billion, there ain't nothing fancy about that math. AOC's IQ is very interesting to me because it's as low as possible, but it's high enough that she can still appear to function in society. And she's been elected, and she's a creator of chaos. She's a full-throttle Saul Alinsky. She is the congresswoman over one of the poorest districts in the United States. And she tells them to don't go back to work and fight the system and get rid of the police. Really, in the Bronx? That is brilliant. Why have police in the Bronx? Do you know what this defund the police thing really means? It's absolute anarchy, folks. The movie The Purge. Get ready. Get your guns and be prepared. Things can happen fast. The cowardly left has got to stand up for what's true and right, not stand against Trump and their opponent. Trump says he's a law and order president, so they have to be anti-law and order. That's called a severe identity crisis, folks. Severe. They don't know who they are. You know, it's James says, you know, you have to believe in something, basically, or you'll be tossed to and fro like a ship on the sea. That's what they are. Whatever's politically expedient at the time. That's their thing. How about the ABC News special I got a glimpse of the other night? National parks. National parks, folks. They're systematically white. They're systematically racist. And then they have people of, quote, color visiting the parks going, oh, I feel so out of place. I feel like I'm in a different country. Well, you probably are if you came from New Orleans and you're visiting Glacier National Park. It's in the, you know, Northwest Mountains, and not everybody's up there. Trust me, I grew up in that area. It's not for everyone. You're not going to see a lot of people come to Montana. It was kind of a running joke. Two winters, and they're gone. All the city folk come to Montana in the summer and go, oh my gosh, Fred, this is the most beautiful place on earth. We got to move here. And then they do. And then winter hits and they're like, what have we done? And then another summer hits and they're still tweaking and twitching, getting ticks, waiting for the next winter. And when it hits, that's it. They're gone. I saw on the news yesterday, a Tennessee smokehouse restaurant, there was attempted arson, which they caught, luckily, because the restaurant filled a food order for a back the blue function. Blue meaning police. Criminals are getting the message that they can do whatever they want. Literally. They're robbing, burning businesses down, destroying the hard-earned property of hardworking Americans. They attack private citizens, and they attack and shoot cops. Folks, the freedom that we celebrate tomorrow is also the freedom to flee. If you're held hostage or you're held as a slave and you are emancipated, you have the freedom to flee, to leave, to get away. If you choose to stay in the country, which, by the way, is the greatest country on earth in the history of the world, the only reason these guys are able to do this is because of this country. They're like, oh, 4th of July is just a holiday for, you know, whites. Well, that holiday for whites led to the freedom of blacks and slaves of all types. They're making these major police departments in New York shut down even their sex crime division, their like sex slave, human trafficking, sorry. You'd think if they're so anti-slave, why would they want to see human trafficking reduced? Or increased, I'm sorry. How about we talk about the statue topplers that want to tear down Gandhi? Mahatma Gandhi, you know, granted, I'm not a big fan, but still, an Indian Hindu that believed in crazy peace. Why do they want to tear him down in Maryland, the statue? Because he made comments about interracial marriages between blacks and Indians. I mean, that's his belief system. Does he not have a right to believe this way? You know what this is? This is absolute thought policing. Racism, racism, racism. They're saying the way you think, talk, act, and respond, everything they don't like is racism. This is absolutely ignorant to view our past icons and leaders and heroes through the modern lens, which is skewed. This is becoming a hate-filled, divisive lens. Thank you, Obama. A while ago at a speech, Obama was trying to take credit for Trump's economy. The crowd didn't respond. His response was, thank you, Obama. And the crowd goes, thank you, Obama. Well, thank you, Obama, for destroying this nation at a level probably equal to the time of the Civil War. Freedom, does he appreciate it? Do I believe he's a Muslim? Mm-hmm. Do I believe he was raised a socialist Marxist Muslim? Mm-hmm. Do I believe that he was born in Kenya? Yep. I'm a crazy, wacky conspiracy theorist. Guess who's never going to be able to run for public office? Me, because I have all these radio shows out there. They'll go dig them up and go, wacko, wacko. Black Lives Matter. As we head into the 4th of July, who's really behind Black Lives Matter? It's definitely Marxist at its roots, but who's promoting, funding, and supporting this vandalous rebellion? Billionaire corporations, Walmart, Amazon, George Soros, The Gap. There's all these huge companies supporting it. BLM leaders are now accusing LA police of being racist killers. What do they really want with their defund the police movement, folks? The Black Lives Matter now is exploiting the 4th of July because it's a white holiday. COVID regulations are keeping law-abiding citizens home while these rebels and vandals are out destroying our property and statues while intimidating cowardly liberal leaders to neuter the police. This all began as these leaders favored criminal organizations over true constitutionalists protesting the protesters to protect their true constitutional rights. In other words, they won't let us stand up. I've seen it time and again. They shut them down and let the BLM boys go to town. This movement is ironically steal, kill, and destroy. Where do we see that in the Bible? The devil comes, as Jesus said, to steal, kill, and destroy. That's how you know the spirit of it. The freedom of America led to the freedom of the slaves. July 4th is the celebration of liberty. America gave more lives in the Civil War than in any other war in history. The Civil War, 1862 through 65, was hypothetically the South versus the North, debatably for the emancipation of the slaves and the African Americans. They need to live on this soil with respect and appreciation. Now, there's a system. If they're this organized, okay, is our justice system got issues? Yes. Are there bad cops? Yes. We've seen like that jerk job putting his neck on George Floyd and killing him. It's disgusting. No one would disagree. And I do agree, sometimes maybe those things aren't taken serious enough, and we always hear about the good cops. But you know what? We need rules for every cop. Wear a body cam all the time. Have some kind of a neutral organization to review complaints. A citizens group. Not citizens as in the mothers of police, but people that are reasonable, proven icons in the community that can look and say, yeah, that ain't right. We need that because they are paid by our taxpayer dollars. And we've all had bad experiences with police. I know it. They can get so arrogant and rude, but think of the bull smuck that they get. They get harsh. You know, in some cases, they say after a certain number of years on the job, in psychological profiles, and I know this from someone who's the lead counsel for a state who handles all these cases, they all test out sociopathic, where they begin to believe that they're superior to the inferiors, the rest of the non-cop population. That happens. I'm not saying in all cases, in some. Great. We need to identify this. We need to deal with it. We need to cope with this prison system mess. I agree. That is a huge breach of freedom. It's a moneymaker. 98-point-some% of our prisons are privately owned. I agree with them there, but come on. They wouldn't be standing up spewing this garbage if it wasn't for this freedom country, this country of liberty. And then they even almost tore down Andrew Jackson's statue in Lafayette Park in front of the White House. Where's the president on that? President Trump may talk tough. Maybe he does. He's the opposite of talk softly and carry a big stick. He talks big. Maybe he doesn't carry the big stick. I don't know. But he needs to do what he's got to do. Folks, please remember what this holiday is about. Stand up for what's good about this nation. And I'm telling you, we got to get it back. And this COVID thing has gone too darn far. Get a hold of your congressmen, senators. Get the word out before they take us over. We're already almost there. So thanks again for tuning in. Take care. God bless. Don't forget about us. Get your money secure now. Change is coming. I've been hearing it from many sources. God bless. Happy 4th of July. Bye-bye.